Hello, my name is Douglas Henry, Dean of the Honors College at Baylor University, with this week's edition of Likely Stories. I once taught a college course on how to live well in light of our mortality. We read great books. Yet at semester's end, I'm not sure the course succeeded in its biggest aim. It's a tall order to get college students to think, to really think, about the inevitability of death and how to live each day knowing it might be our last. John Kenney's new novel, I See You've Called In Dead, takes up this tall order for us all. Witty and poignant, it's full of laugh-out-loud moments in various shades of situational and dark comedy. And as with great comedy, it also makes us think. At one point, protagonist Bud Stanley quotes a Sanskrit text in which the greatest wonder in the world is that every day all around us people die, but we act as if it couldn't happen to us. Bud is a middle-aged big city obituary writer whose life unravels. He bears unresolved childhood trauma. He and his wife want to start a family but suffer a miscarriage. His wife dumps him for a better-looking and more promising man. Meanwhile, his career has stalled out. Unhappy at heart, unhappy at home, unhappy at work, unhappy with everything and everyone, most of all himself, Bud does something colossally idiotic. He writes a fantastical obituary for himself, uploads it to his newspaper, and sends it irretrievably to the whole world via wire. Suspended from work, Bud comes to himself by taking stock of life's tenderness, absurd contradictions, and deep meaning. Friends help. His paraplegic landlord, Tim. The precocious boy, Leo, who lives down the street. His boss, Howard, and co-worker, Tuan. Clara, who he meets at his ex-mother-in-law's funeral. Through presence, patience, honesty, and love, they give Bud a new lease on life. So does attending the wakes and funerals of strangers, where he gets an education in wisdom. Among his accolades, John Kenney has won the Thurber Prize for American Humor. The man knows how to make you laugh. But he also invites self-reflection. Bud's best friend Tim muses, maybe we're all obituary writers, and our job is to write the best story we can now. Among Bud's last words are these, I don't understand death. I think to fully get it, you have to feel it so profoundly that it upsets your sense of the world. It has to make you a little crazy, but it also has to make you love this miracle of existence to the point of bursting. If it doesn't, well, then you don't get it yet. I See You've Called In Dead will make you laugh, make you cry, and just possibly might make you live.
Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. You can listen to this and other past episodes of Likely Stories at kwbu.org.